With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The newly appointed envoy to Greenland says the U.S. is not looking to conquer the Danish territory. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says the Trump administration wants to begin a conversation with Greenland's residents about the best way forward and isn't going to try to take over anybody's country. However, those comments seemed at odds with President Trump, who has repeatedly said the U.S. needs to take over the Arctic territory.
We need it for national security. We have to have it.
In response, the leaders of Denmark and Greenland demanded respect for their territorial integrity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It was shaping up to be a battle, major battle, but now the Golden State has dropped a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project.
The U.S. Transportation Department slashed funds for the bullet train aimed at connecting San Francisco to Los Angeles in July. The Trump administration has said the California High-Speed Rail Authority had, quote, no viable plan to complete a large segment of the project in the farm-rich Central Valley. The authority quickly filed a lawsuit, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom calling the federal government's decision, quote, a political stunt to punish California. The authority said this week that it would focus on other funding sources to complete the project, which is estimated to cost more than $100 billion. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A powerful winter storm is set to hit Minnesota and parts of the Midwest from today into Monday, bringing heavy snow, blizzard conditions, and dangerously cold wind chills. The National Weather Service has issued blizzard and winter storm warnings across large portions of Minnesota, with Twin Cities snow forecasts ranging from 5 to 10 inches. Neighboring states, including Wisconsin and Michigan, are also preparing for significant snow, ice, and high winds that will make travel quite hazardous. This is SRN News. A new poll reveals the church is divided on the issue of abortion.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 26% believe that abortion is not acceptable under any circumstance. 19% say the procedure is only acceptable when the mother's life is at risk, while 12% feel that abortion is okay if the unborn baby will suffer from significant mental or physical defects. The survey also reveals that nearly one-third of churchgoers have no opinion on abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Health and Human Services has unveiled a series of regulatory actions designed to keep children from undergoing sex change operations. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says this is not medicine, it's malpractice. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their futures. Medicaid programs in slightly less than half of states currently cover sex change operations. This is SRN News. Bob Orovec, a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, says he knows the snow and ice can be an issue when it comes to travel.
Boston did not get as much snow as some places in New York. Snow totals we can see this morning around 2 to 3 inches, a little heavier as you went south into Rhode Island. As you went farther south away from New York City, snow totals farther south across Philadelphia, Baltimore, and D.C. were almost nothing. There was some reports of a half inch or so near Philadelphia, but down in Baltimore, Washington, we had a little bit of sleet, but no snow accumulations.
For travelers in the Northeast, a bit of a rough time. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled or delayed across the Northeast and Great Lakes as a winter storm disrupted one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. New York City received around 4 inches of snow, less than what was predicted, but at least 1,500 flights canceled Friday night into Saturday there. With details at srnnews.com, I'm Ron Taylor.